The National Christmas Tree. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, the National Christmas Tree has already arrived at its destination for the holiday season on the Capitol grounds in Washington, D.C., where it will officially be lit this next Monday, December 4th. And after almost a month-long journey from his home state of Colorado, the truck's driver, former U.S. Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell, says it was quite a journey.
Bringing the tree has become a bigger and bigger event every year. And when I hauled it 6 years ago, we were on the road, as I remember, about 5 days, pretty much a straight shot from Colorado to here. It seems like every time a year goes by, the state in which the national forest is where the tree is going to come from, they learn from last year. So this year at Meeker, Colorado, when this tree was cut, there was people already there from the Forest Service in the Washington state taking notes on what we were doing. They'll probably add something because it seems to be becoming sort of a national pageant in and of itself to deliver the tree to the nation's capital.
And according to Ken Coffin of the U.S. Forest Service, the tree this year is certainly worth that pageantry.
This year's tree is an Engelmann spruce. It's a 73-foot Engelmann spruce. It weighs 9,000 pounds. So actually, the tree was harvested off of a lodge property. We actually have a special use permit with the lodge. It's national forest land, but it's occupied by a lodge that does outfitter and guide type activities there. So that's where the tree came from. I'm not sure there's been a tree harvested from a site like that. So it's kind of a nice opportunity for us to talk about another facet of national forest management.
In keeping with yet another tradition, the ornaments to adorn the tree will come from its home state of Colorado. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.